Hey everybody, this is Mark Manson. This is a commentary and analysis on the three levels of self-awareness. This article has been on my list of things to write for a long time, and it's a little bit of a hodgepodge of stuff that came from all sorts of different places, things that were originally written elsewhere. This little quip at the beginning, self-awareness is like great sex. Everyone thinks they have a ton of it, but in reality, no one knows what the fuck they're doing. I heard the same quip said about poker once from a professional poker player. And so I kind of stole that and refashioned it as a self-awareness joke. That joke was actually originally written for Subtle Art and, was cut, edited out of the book in one of the drafts. But basically, what I wanted to do with this piece was really I wanted to show that I think there's this, you know, it's self-awareness is one of those concepts that it's just taken for granted that it's more of it is always a better thing. And what's interesting is if you dig into the research on it, you find that that's not necessarily the case. Self-awareness doesn't make you happier or make you more successful or more focused. What it does is it amplifies whatever you're feeling. And it amplifies. This kind of ties into another article I wrote called Fuck Your Feelings, which was about like meta feelings. So it's like if you're hyper aware of your negative emotions or like how guilty you feel all the time, that can actually make you feel worse because then you start feeling bad about the fact that you feel guilty all the time. So self-awareness is kind of this, it's like a knife, it cuts both ways. So you definitely need it, but at the same time, if you get lost and just get caught up in ruminating all the time and obsessing over yourself and your feelings and assuming that every feeling must mean something, it can kind of backfire. So the three levels, I just kind of made up, you know. Obviously I think it's pretty much common sense. You know, first level is just being able to get past distraction and be aware of what we're focusing on. You know, that's difficult for a lot of people. And if you can't do that, then you're not even going to get to the second level, which is the emotional level. And that's kind of the level that like a lot of therapy happens. And then past that is kind of the third level, which is like, what are your blind spots? What are your tendencies? Like, what emotions are you good at? What emotions are you bad at? What are your biases or biases? Biases? I don't know how to say that. You know, and how are these things affecting your life? And to me, that's kind of like, you know, that's where the pragmatic use of self-awareness comes in is like, you know, once you get to that level, like that's what's going to benefit your life. And you don't need to like sit there and ruminate all day, you know, about like, why do you feel sad when you eat macaroni, you know, cause maybe your mom didn't make you macaroni enough or, you know, like at a certain point it just kind of becomes silly and honestly, it just becomes self-indulgent. It becomes another form of self-absorption and self-obsession, which I think you definitely see that a little bit. Like some people who are really into self-help or personal growth, they get caught in this spiral of self-obsession. And so that's kind of where the turtles thing came in. I love the turtles analogy. A lot of people who read this seem to love the turtles analogy. It's something I actually originally read about it in a Ken Wilber book, but I've seen it or heard of it a couple times over the years. It's such a cool little story just to basically illustrate infinite regression. Which is something that pops up in a lot of different contexts, but it's kind of hard to describe in a fun way. But yeah, this shit's turtles all the way down.